Called Remington Row, the project would bring a grocery store, office space, retail, and about 150 apartments to three blocks of Remington Avenue. The developer is Seawall, a company that turned the old census building on Howard Street into affordable apartments for teachers and offices for nonprofits. And that track record is a big plus for many. 27-year-old Ryan Flanagan lives in Remington and says Seawall has been a positive community partner.
They have been very open. They've been interested in our input. You know, I'm optimistic about it. I think it's a well-conceived new urbanist project that has, like, lots of great features.
We've always looked at ourselves as neighbors and not guests in the communities that we do projects.
That's Evan Morvel, one of Seawall's partners. Remington is an appealing place to build, close to I-83, close to Penn Station, Johns Hopkins, and the University of Baltimore. But predictably, the big question is rent. The cheapest one-bedroom apartment in Remington Row will be $1,100 a month. If you paid 30% of your income to housing, you would have to make $44,000 a year to afford that. The city's median household income is about $41,000. And a one-bedroom can't shelter a family. Alice Bassett-Jellema is the vicar at the Church of the Guardian Angel in Remington and lived in the neighborhood for about 15 years. She saw rapid turnover during the housing boom of the mid-2000s and fears more of the same.
The demographics will improve because you will have changed the people. You won't have changed the lives of my people. You will have exchanged the people.
In order to prevent this kind of displacement, affordable housing advocates want the city to require developers to build some cheaper units when they get help from the city, like a change in zoning. Seawall plans to apply for a zoning change for Remington Row. And the city does have a mechanism to require that some affordable units be built, the Inclusionary Housing Law, passed in 2007. But Matt Hill of the Public Justice Center says that only about 25 units have been created citywide under the law.
The city's current inclusionary housing law is just like Swiss cheese, and it's just not creating the kinds of units that the folks who had drafted the law intended.
There is an inclusionary housing board, which can suggest improvements to the law. One member is City Planning Director Tom Stosser.
It's something that the board, I think, wants to work with the housing department and the mayor's office to see if we can make some improvements to, have a better system for providing affordable housing over the long term.
Seawall's Morvel says that their prices are as low as they can go in order for the project to secure financing.
Investing in a neighborhood like Remington that hasn't had a lot of new construction is somewhat of a risk and hasn't had a lot of past history of rental apartments is a lot of risk for us. It's a lot of risk for the banks, and so they have to underwrite it in a way that they feel comfortable.
Matt Hill points to Montgomery County as a model for inclusionary housing. But Morgan State Urban Planning Professor Daniel Campo says that although Remington Row won't benefit everyone, the city is trying to attract residents.
It's really difficult for the planning department and the people who do development within the city to address all of these issues while still courting development, right?
A difficult task as Remington and Baltimore look ahead. I'm Brett Jaspers reporting for 88.1 WYPR.